Amidst the clamor of the marketplace, a woman pushed her way through the crowds. Clutching a parcel to her chest, her long brown hair was drawn back into a neat braid, several copper cogs flashing in the light as she ducked under a metal worker's load. In one hand, she held an instructional booklet, glancing down at it with a frown. Her expression seemed troubled as she stared down at one of the diagrams, turning the page with her thumb.
Devices, trinkets, one-of-a-kind inventions, get your steam deck here.
As the flow of the crowd shoved her out of the sides of the thoroughfare, she stumbled into a merchant's stall, drawing his attention. He reached out with one plump, gloved hand to steady her. Behind a single table adorned with a crudely painted sign, the merchant peered out from beneath his bushy eyebrows, curled lips, and revealing a toothy grin. His entire head was covered by a mass of messy white hair and a giant hat, his figure obscured by layers upon layers of cloth, leather, and fur.
You're right, lady. Looks like you're having some troubles. Maybe one of these devices is just what you need.
The woman looked down at the array of devices scattered across the table. Each one formed a mismatched metal, some with the remnants of labels or other logos still half-etched into the surface.
I'm fine, thanks. I don't need anything. You're a research assistant, right? I know one when I see one. What you got there? A focal plane, actually. Oh, for a laser device.
When the woman nodded, he merely sighed in response, scratching at the thick edges of his long, shaggy beard.
They don't make those like they used to. I wish you luck, lass. Sounds like you'll need it.
What? She tilted her head, squinting.
What do you mean?
Oh, the lasers these days aren't nearly as powerful as they used to be. Nobody makes them like that anymore. When I was a lad, you could carve furniture with a laser. Now you'd be lucky to cut a centennial loaf. Of course, there's always the induction chamber.
What's an induction chamber?
The research assistant frowned, clutching the package tightly.
Why would that help?
Well, you see, it can give any device an extra boost of steam energy. No matter how new or old your steam laser is, an induction chamber will fix it right up. Have it running like the Giga Drill elevator at sunrise.
He held up a large cylinder emphatically, clearing his throat.
It's simply the best investment for a discerning researcher such as yourself. I'll even lower the price. Just for you. Here, this device is a mere 15 credits. It's handmade, one of a kind, invented by yours truly. You won't find a better deal at the markets than this.
You made it?
She looked the merchant up and down, frowning.
Designed it from scratch and built it myself. There's nothing else like it. I'll even install it directly into the focal plane.
The woman looked back and forth between the induction chamber and the focal plane, biting her lip.
Well, I only have 6 credits.
Deal!
The merchant nodded, extending a hand across the table. When she placed the focal plane into his palm, he twirled it, raising it to the sky to peer through the lens. It spun back and forth between his hands as he produced a driver, seemingly out of nowhere. Undoing the bolts and tossing them to one side, the woman watched closely as he worked on the device, eyes darting from side to side as she struggled to keep up with his flashy motions. One second, the induction chamber was sitting on the corner of the table, and the next, it was in his hand. She caught a flash of copper as it disappeared into the unit, somehow managing to fit despite the difference in size and shape. With a flourish, he reconnected all of the bolts, revealing the completed unit.
Here you are, 6 credits.
She peered down at the unit in his hands, eyebrows furrowed.
But it looks exactly the same.
6 credits.
How'd you even fit
6 credits?
As the credits ticked over into his account, the woman looked up at him, eyes narrowed.
Hey, if this doesn't work, I will come back for my credits.
Take care.
He watched quietly as she immediately turned and disappeared into the crowds, giving a little wave.